Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by NBA on Prime. This Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, it's the Emirates NBA Cup Championship game on Prime. This year's quest for the cup has been building to this, the championship game, live from Las Vegas. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to get started today. The Emirates NBA Cup Championship game, this Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome back to Take Command. Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson getting ready for NFC East football. So a divisional gauntlet gets started here. Final four games, all within the East, two against Philly, and then games against the Giants and the Cowboys. Here's the good news for this matchup with 2-11 New York, 3-10 Washington. I know the Giants, despite being 2-11, are favorites, which is, you know, pretty telling. This defense especially, I think, can be had. If you look at where they rank statistically this year, the Giants are 29th yards per play on defense and 31st in yards per game. They are dead last against the run, 5.878 per attempt. They're 19th against the pass. Only one team's picks off fewer passes. They're bottom eight at sacks per pass attempt, which is crazy with their talent. They're second to last in first downs per game, so you can move the ball. They're 29th in the red zone. You know, they're 29th on fourth down and 22nd on third down. They really don't do a whole lot well despite decent personnel, Logan.
Yeah, I think that's been the biggest surprise to me is, like, when you look at the roster, when you look at guys' individual play, like, I started this off, like, my research in terms of, like, watching cutups. I'm like, that's a pretty good play by this guy. That's a good job. Like, you know, Cordell Flott's doing a great job for them in terms of playing corner. And then, you know, Paulson Debo's doing a good job. But they're kind of, there's games where they get absolutely torched and lit on fire, right? You look at the pass rush individually. Like, Abdul Carter, man, like, he's got a crazy high pressure rate, you know, 12.8, almost 13% pressure rate. That's higher than Brian Burns, just to give you a point of comparison. Like, Brian Burns is at 12.1. So, like, The pressure rate for both those guys is very good. Dexter Lawrence is playing good football for the most part, and it just seems like they can't do it all together, right? And I kind of was like, well, why? You know, why are they having this issue? Because I don't think it necessarily, it doesn't feel like a personnel issue to me. And so I kind of went back and I watched, and I basically came to the conclusion that one of the things that they do, which a lot of teams don't do anymore, is they kind of say, we are going to play our base coverage. So like, for example, if you get into 12 personnel, 13 personnel, a heavier personnel grouping, they're going to play single high. If you get into some type of spread with 11, they're going to play quarters. And if you have that kind of tell, and obviously there's a little bit of change up, but I'd say on the whole, those percentages would line up, right? If you're going to do that and not kind of bring a ton of pressure, not be able to generate a ton of pressure, especially bringing four, and again, they can bring, they can generate pressure with four. It's just the coverage can't hold up, because you can see guys, teams, I was specifically watching that New England game where it's like they knew. It's like, oh, when we're in 12, heavy 12 personnel with an extra offensive lineman, they're going to be in cover three. Let's run a cover three beater. Oh, when we get an empty, they're going to get in quarters. Let's run a quarters beater. And they would just dice them up. And again, Drake May did a great job getting the ball out and kind of managing some of the pressure. Their left tackle in New England is a backup because Will Campbell's obviously out, and Abdul Carter absolutely lit that kid on fire. But Drake May did a great job kind of standing in the pocket, seeing the throw, getting the ball out. And a lot of it was because the coverage, like, you know what it is. So like comparing this to Minnesota, just as an example, like with Minnesota, you very rarely know the exact coverage that they're in. You're like, I think this is zero, but it actually is cover two. I think this is cover two, maybe, but it's actually in a zero all out pressure. And this is not that. This is a little bit more straightforward. It's a little bit more obvious. And I think that's one of the reasons, specifically in the back end, why you don't feel the rush, right? Because like, if I know that it's quarters and I have a quarters beater on, ball's out. So I don't care if you win the rush in the front, like the ball's out, who cares? And so I think you're feeling a little bit of that when you watch this Giants defense.
So just talking defensive X's and O's for a second broadly, it would feel to me like your ceiling is much lower this way. Like just some of the adjectives you're using, right? Like simple or whatever. The Vikings do it in a way where there's a lot of questions. You don't know where it's coming from. If you kind of have the answers to the test, what is the philosophy then? Is it just my defensive front so good, you're not going to have the time anyway because they're going to win? Like, how is this a good plan? And obviously it hasn't worked for them this year. They're one of the five worst defenses in the league. But there are teams that do it this way at a really high level too.
Yeah, I mean, I think Houston's a great example of a team that does it at a very high level. They play, they don't disguise the coverage. They say, we're going to win with four, and they absolutely get after you in a way that is very fun to watch. Obviously, I think people remember that Sunday or Monday night football game with the Bills a couple weeks ago where they absolutely lit those guys on fire. So what I would say is that the idea here, like, think about, you know, obviously Tampa Bay did this with that Tampa 2 defense, you know, in like the early 2000s when they won that Super Bowl. The idea is that we are going to play a coverage that we are so good at, that we know exactly what's going on, that the guys know where the weak spots are in the coverage, that we can maximize, you know? And so I think that's the philosophy, is just getting the guys to play fast. You're not going to put them in mental conflict. And I think when you look at early in the season, they were running a little bit more stuff, like Shane Bowen, obviously no longer the defensive coordinator, but they would kind of, it was almost like week to week, they would kind of game. It was like your designer defense of the week. They're kind of a quarters base, but they would run maybe a little bit more two or run a little bit more blitz. And you could see that there would be guys like running wide open down the seam, right? And so mentally, I feel like they're like, hey, let's simplify this thing. Let's get it really straightforward so that we lose some of the explosive plays, the unforced mistakes we're getting from kind of the diversity of the defense that we're playing. So I would look at that. And again, this is not to say that they're overly simple, just to be clear, right? Like, they do bring fire zones. They do bring zero in the low red. Like, they do have other pitches. But I, just when I watched it, I was like, this feels a little bit like, I mentioned this before, like getting ready for Minnesota, I was like, this is going to be a tough out because they, of all the stuff they do, the novel fronts they present, the coverage disguise they bring, I do not feel that way when I watch this Giants defense.
So I remember bringing this up on the show in the past. So for some people, they may have heard this, but it was a while ago. I think one of my favorite, most revealing Hard Knock scenes ever was when the Giants and Brian Daboll decided to hire Shane Bowen, which was like they were looking for a D coordinator. And the logic, like, Daboll went to the GM and the owner with was like, I like that this guy ranked fifth against the run last year, fourth against the run the year. It was the most simpleton, ridiculous, like my mom and my brother came up with it thing I've ever heard to like hire this guy. This was the logic. And I was like, oh my God, the NFL is just like everybody else. Like there's not more data going into this than Brian Daboll liking where he ranked in yards per attempt over three seasons. Like it was so dumb. But anyway, yes, he has been fired. Their defense is a mess. I just can't believe, you know, go back to week one in our pod when we broke this team down. The plan for the Giants, I thought on paper, was like pretty good. I mean, this defensive front had a chance to be really, really excellent. Dexter Lawrence last year, in my opinion, was a top two, three defensive lineman in the NFL, certainly D tackle. Brian Burns, I think, is one of the most underrated players in the NFL, one of the best pass rushers in the sport. You've talked a couple times about being impressed over the last couple of weeks, at least, with Abdul Carter. But, you know, he was a top five pick who's had a disastrous season statistically. And he's been benched multiple times for missing meetings and not taking things seriously. There's other guys up front, too, that they like Kayvon Thibodeau, who's tormented Washington at times. For this defense to have not gotten more pressure and harassed quarterbacks is pretty jarring to me. What do you see when you watch the tape of this D-line? Because if you went back and listened to the audio of us previewing the Giants game in week one, like we talked about it as a real test in one of the better fronts they're going to face all year, and it just hasn't materialized into that.
Yeah, I think that was the thing that was surprising to me is, like, again, watching the New England game, so it's one game, and then I also watched the Bears game. So I've watched a couple games, but if you feel the defensive line, like that's the thing that's kind of surprising to me is like you feel them. Like again, like Abdul Carter is kicking the left tackle's butt for New England, right? Brian Burns is getting quick pressure. I don't think they rush well as a group. So what I mean by that is like you get these two vaunted speed rushers off the edge, Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, Thibodeau, you don't really feel him as much. But then the pocket compression isn't there because what you're getting is you're getting a quick double team on Dexter Lawrence. Usually they're setting the slide to him. And then the three technique can't win. So there's been a couple novel looks like where they've kind of been walking Abdul Carter around. He'll rush on a guard, get a quick win on a guard. Like he's the real he is the real deal as a pass rusher. Like don't get it twisted. Like all that off-field stuff is really concerning to me that you're the second pick overall and you are missing meetings and you're late and all this stuff's going on. But in terms of on-field work, like dude can rush the passer. So can Brian Burns. So, like, don't get it twisted. And I think one of the reasons you don't feel their production, like when you look at their pressure rates, you're like, these guys both should be double-digit sack guys, right? Abdul Carter specifically should be a double-digit sack guy, especially if you're looking at the last three games. But a little bit of it's serendipity. And I look back to, the New England game is a great example. Like, there are some times where he has quick wins. And Drake May just knows exactly where the football needs to and should go, and the ball's out. And it's like, even though that's a fantastic rush, great job by Drake May evading the rush and keeping his eyes down the field and getting the ball out. And I do think a lot of that stems from the fact that they are playing simpler coverage structures. It's something we've talked about here when Ron was here and Chase Young and Montez Sweat and Payne and Allen. It's like, why can't those guys impact the football game? And one of the reasons I would turn to is like, if you know the coverage – and you know where the ball should go, there's not a lot of decision-making involved. The ball can just come out. And I think you feel some of that when I feel it when I'm watching these games. So that's something that I would look to and say, like, damn, like if they could get a little bit more diverse in the secondary, disguise a little bit more, I think that rush could be outstanding for them.
1.5 sacks for Abdul Carter this year and 1 tackle for loss all season. Pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers, risk takers, for the optimists, pessimists, for long distance love, for introverts and extroverts, the thinkers and the doers, for old friends and new. Coca-Cola, for everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
It's crazy because he doesn't, like, when you watch him, you're like, man, this guy's got some juice. So it's confusing to me in terms of lack of production. But like when you look at some of the percentage numbers, like some of those advanced metrics, like you're like
pressure percentage, yeah. Win rate. Yeah, it's definitely more favorable. And I think those can be more telling because sacks are not a luck stat. But like there was a year a couple years ago where John Allen had an incredible like fringe all pro season and he had like 3.5 sacks. Then the following year, he had like 8 sacks, and I didn't think he played nearly as well, but he was just cleaning some things up. That's not always the best metric, to your point. But I'm just surprised, like TFLs, quarterback hits, some of that stuff
100%.
Isn't even higher. What about the secondary? You mentioned Paulson Adebo. I want to double-click. He's had some really good tape in New Orleans and has come over and helped the Giants out. They've now completely benched, as a starter at least, Deontay Banks, their first-round pick out of Maryland, who just – like Emmanuel Forbes here, fell out of favor and really struggled, was a high draft pick in round one. But Drew Phillips in the nickel, Javon Holland, the former Dolphin, has had some star performances at safety over the years. Like, what do you see when you watch them?
I think, like you're saying, like I think you see good athletes. I think you see good football players. But again, I don't think you see the production. Like, quite honestly, you don't see guys breaking passes up. You don't see guys turning the football over. And a little bit of it is, I go back to this thing where this notion that it's like, hey, I know the coverage. I don't need to put the ball in harm's way here, quite honestly. And so they don't play as much man as I was expecting. I think when they brought in, when Cordell Flott got the start, when they brought in Paulson Adebo, those feel like man players to me. And so I honestly felt like coming into the season, they were kind of getting into this man coverage, like we're going to win, we're going to play man, we're going to bring five, we're going to heat you up and put a lot of pressure on you because our front's going to be so good. And they've kind of shifted to a different approach, quite frankly, right? We're going to play more quarters, we're going to play cover three, we're going to play a lot of two. And again, like in those soft zones, if you're not matching, that's maybe the other thing too, if you're not matching concepts. So like, one of the things that like Kai mentioned on his podcast, Ben Standing mentioned on his podcast, that you see from the Minnesota game is they're light in terms of coverage numbers, but they match concepts really well. So like technically you are in cover two, right? But I'm going to get hands-on. I'm going to carry this. I'm going to make sure I pass it off to the next person in the zone, make sure the windows are really small, really condensed. And this, when you watch the Giants, it's much more like, imagine you're playing Madden and you see your quarters, and like, this is the zone I'm getting to. Like, that's what they're doing. And so some of the more modern principles of good coverage defense, like you don't see here with the Giants as much. And I think it's negatively affecting those guys' production.
Well, it sounds to me like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'll ask, but it sounds like you feel really good about Washington's offense, maybe being able to move the ball and have some success and get right here. That's all the more reason if they could play Jaden Daniels, man, would it be good to get him out there if this is a little bit easier day to see it and read it and get the ball out and move the football. I mean, that would be a big deal for him.
Dude, I think that's exactly how I feel. You're not putting anything in my mouth. Like this is exactly how I feel. I think like this is the game I want to see him play. And again, if the injury says he can't do it, that's totally fine. But like, I think this is one where like he will be able to do what he does at a high level. And again, this is an NFL defense. These are good football players. You know, they may do the Dallas Cowboy thing and all of a sudden be bringing a ton of pressure and blitzing a lot and playing more man coverage because that's the formula that's worked versus this team throughout the season. But I look at, again, like I look at Seattle, I look at Minnesota, I look at some of these starts that he's had, and I'm like, these are top flight headache defenses that are really tough to throw the football against. They're really talented in the front. You're not going to be able to run the football the way you want to. They're going to be able to create a ton of pressure. This team, I think they can create pressure. But it's a specific type of pressure. It's a high pocket type of pressure, one you can step up into, and you should know where to go with the football almost immediately. And when you go back and watch week one, there was a lot of that. You could see his confidence in terms of getting the football out. And I think you're going to see that this weekend. Like when you watch Drake May, again, Drake May's playing at an MVP caliber level, but like that he knows where the ball should go right when the ball gets into his hand. And like one of the things Jaden Daniels was so good at last year was that. So I want to see him get back on the field and like let that thing rip and build that confidence back up. Because I do think, again, while this is an NFL defense and very talented, it's a different pitch than what he's seen in some of these starts. Like I went back and watched the Seattle game last night and went back and watched the Minnesota game. Like those defenses are problems, man. I went back and watched the Seattle game versus Minnesota. And I was like, Sam Darnold looked like an MVP caliber player earlier this season, and he looked lost. Like that's what those defenses do. So like this to me feels like let's get on base, let's get the guy some confidence and let him play Jaden Daniels caliber football.
Yeah, would love that. I would add one thing too. The way that they stop the run or don't, as it were, I would just lean heavy into that too, where Jaden will be able to get his over the course of a game. If you stay ahead of the chains and you stay on the field and you run 55, 65 plays, everybody's going to get theirs. But like this is a game to me where I feel like you would be able to have some success with Chris Rodriguez getting downhill.
I think that's 100% right. I think the other reason you don't feel the pass rush as much is they are very rarely playing with a lead. Like we talked about game flow a ton. Like they are having to defend the run for four quarters, and that is hard. And so you're going to see teams that defenses specifically struggle to stop the run because they're going to see a ton of attempts and they're going to see it late in the game. And again, like I think this personnel, like I think Dexter Lawrence is a good pass rusher. I just talked about Abdul Carter, Brian Burns. I think Roy Robertson as a 4-eye can rush the passer a little bit. You know what he's not great at is sitting double teams and stopping the run. Nunez Roches is again more of a run stopper, but he struggled a little bit this year. I mean, this is year like 15 for him, so like you know he's a good player, but obviously near the tail end of what's going on here. Darius Alexander, a pass rushing 4-eye. Not a great run stopper. So like they've got this personnel that I think is built to play and rush the passer with a lead in 2-minute situations, end of game situations. And they just haven't had a lot of bites at the apple. Like we're talking about a 22% pass rush win rate for Abdul Carter in a game that they were down by 20 points going into the third quarter. Like the fact that he's able to do that shows there's talent here, but like if they can't get to it and they're seeing all these runs, like, I think that's another element here too. Like if you can get out to a quick lead, like negate what their superpower is in the pass rush, like you can mitigate the effectiveness of that defensive front just by scoring, just by getting to a lead in the game. And then a heavy dose of Chris Rodriguez, heavy dose of Bill Kroski Merritt. So like to me, in this the same way that Minnesota did this to the Commanders last week, I think that's totally on the table this week in terms of your ability to run the football. Absolutely.
I think Washington's O-line will maul them in the running game. And I think this could be, you know, a 100-yard game for Chris Rodriguez. I feel that good if they want to commit to him rather than going back and forth. But the two of them to combine should be able to both really get going. Maybe you got somebody with 80 and somebody with 50 or something like that, and they combine for over 125. All right, let's look at the Commanders' defense and dealing with a rookie quarterback and Jackson Dart next on Take Command.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu?
Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.